Unit 10. Binge drinking, a behavioral no-no. Binge drinkers have been described as once-in-a-while alcoholics. They don't drink every day, but when they do indulge, they go so far overboard that they sometimes fail to come back up. In simple terms, binge drinking is downing very large amounts of alcohol in a short time, not for a pleasant lift, but to get drunk. As a result, binge drinkers may consume so much beer, wine, or spirits that the amount of alcohol in their blood rises to lethal levels that, in the worst case, may lead to death by alcohol poisoning. Efforts to stamp out binge drinking, which often occurs on college campuses, may rely on guilt or shame to change behavior. But a 2008 study at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University found that binge drinkers are already uncomfortable with their behavior. Attempting to make them more so doesn't work. Instead, the researchers suggested couching anti-binge messages in simple, intelligent language, focusing on how to avoid situations that lead to binge drinking, rather than the nasty effects of the overindulgence. As in other areas of modern life, money matters here, at least to grown-ups. In 2015, scientists at Boston University's School of Public Health published a report in the journal Addiction, showing that a simple 1% increase in the tax on alcohol beverages lowered the proportion of adult binge drinkers by 1.4%. To prove the point, they noted that Tennessee, with the highest taxes on beer, has the lowest proportion of binge drinkers, while states with lower taxes, specifically Delaware, Montana, and Wisconsin, have the highest.